That lawsuit that we've been covering the last couple of weeks involving the nursing home and that that law firm from Mississippi that has come in and holds themselves as specialists in lawsuits against nursing homes and nursing facilities and won that big $90 million verdict. Well, the jury came back that the nursing home was not at fault last week in that Harrison County Circuit Court clerk or Circuit Court trial that went on for a couple of weeks. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit about that is Greg Haddad. He is a partner with Baylor and Glasser out of Morgantown that represented the nursing home. Mr. Haddad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
I appreciate you taking time to be with us. You know, this is one of those cases that a lot of businesses in West Virginia was watching. The Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse was watching. And you got to see it from a very unique perspective, that you're representing the nursing home. The jury came back rather quickly that the nursing home was not at fault at all. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, they candidly, I think the jury took their time. They listened to about 3 weeks of testimony. It was pretty apparent to us that the jury was engaged in the trial and listening and took several hours to deliberate, and we were thrilled with what we thought was the right result and the result that we expected. But we always are thankful to juries who dedicate their time to the system and end up with a result that we think was merited by the evidence in the case.
The law firm that represented the plaintiffs is from out of state, and one of the things we've kind of watched, Greg, and I don't want to get you into politics of this, but there seems to be a lot of law firms who try to recruit nationally for cases like this. I haven't seen a whole lot of those cases come to West Virginia other than this one and the one other in Charleston. Is this a new trend in these types of lawsuits?
Well, you know, it's like any area of the law. I think there is a move toward boutique law firms that specialize in a certain area of the law. So over the past several years, we've certainly seen an uptick in the number of firms that specialize in nursing home litigation, you know, really focus on that area of practice. And so that's not unusual. It's something that has been increasing over the last several years.
Tell me a little bit about your client. You know, and I know that when you have these types of cases, the plaintiffs and the plaintiffs' attorneys try to beat them up, but it appears as if the jury believed that your clients were well-intended and ran a good operation.
Well, I think that's always the case, Mike. You know, attorneys think that they can pull a rabbit out of their hat, and that's really not the case. I think cases were won and lost by the quality of the client and the quality of the services that the client offers, and in this case, you know, it was our pleasure to represent HCR Manor Care Incorporated, and they're based out of Toledo, Ohio. Another firm represented the nursing home locally, but we had the opportunity to meet with a number of the executives at HCR Manor Care Incorporated, and one of the things we set out to do, Mike, was to find out for ourselves, you know, what is the strength of this company, how do they approach their business, and so how we can educate the jury on the way they do things. And from top to bottom in HCR Manor Care, Inc., it was readily apparent to those on the trial team that was going to represent them that they were, without exception, passionate about providing good quality care to the residents in the nursing homes that they help support. And you know, our job as attorneys at that point in time was just to make sure that we presented the jury with that story, that they are passionate. And we were able to do that through not only a number of witnesses, but also the documents that are maintained by the by HCR Manor Care, Inc., which demonstrated, Mike, that, you know, they're in their board meetings talking about budgets, which is a fairly dry topic, and at all aspects of those discussions, it was reinforced to the board that while budget is a serious issue that all businesses have to be concerned with, their number one priority was that budgetary constraints and reimbursement systems in a very complicated environment like the nursing home industry was not going to affect direct caregivers, and budgetary issues. We're not going to affect those people, boots on the ground, putting their hands on residents and offering the best patient care. So our job was made easy by the fact that this company was dedicated to that ideal.
My guest is Greg Haddad. He's a partner with the law firm of Bailey and Glasser. Greg focuses his practice mostly on medical malpractice. He's one of the attorneys that represented ManorCare in that big lawsuit that we've been talking about in Harrison County as it relates to the nursing home and the plaintiffs who believe that their mother wasn't cared for properly. In this, Greg, in these types of trials, you get this great big law firm. You call it a boutique firm that advertises nationally for clients that want to. These guys want to bring lawsuits against these nursing homes, and in the process of the trial, they try to destroy the reputation of the nursing home. How hard is that for a business, whether it be a nursing home or anything else, really to come back from that? I mean, the jury certainly said that your client did a great job and provided a great care, but do you ever really win if you're this nursing home, and they've got lots of nursing homes? Isn't this an attack on your credibility with the general public?
Well, you know, it certainly it is that way, and you know, when we started or were asked to represent HCR ManorCare Inc., one of the things that they wanted to impress upon us is, you know, the past verdict in Charleston was not only about the money, it was about their reputation and their dedication to nursing home residents. And they asked us, help us tell our story, help us tell us what this company is about. And there is an attack on them and an attack on nursing homes in general. And while these attorneys the plaintiff's firm are very accomplished, very good attorneys, what we focused on from the very beginning of the trial through closing arguments is not so much this vicious attack on the nursing home industry, but rather putting out our story. And our story was based on fact that this nursing home, Heartland of Clarksburg, through the various people that provide hands-on care, did an excellent job. And the tone for that dedication to the patients came from HCR ManorCare Inc., and we were able to show from the very top all through the support companies that offer support to these nursing homes that, again, in their messages, in their communications, they talked about resident care, number one, even though it's a business and there are certain business things that needed to be discussed. So while the plaintiff wants to skew the case as being a profits over people, we were able to turn that and really show that this company and its subsidiaries had a completely different vision, and that, I think, rang true with the jury, who was able to see through that.
Attorney Greg Haddad with the law firm of Bailey and Glasser, congratulations on your verdict. Greg, and thank you for joining me today.
Mike, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Folks, this is an interesting case. We're going to post some more information about it on our Facebook page, Mike Queen Show. Mike Queen Show on Facebook. It's 9:30.